So the series I'm finishing off, we've been looking at calling and identity recently, haven't we? And not just on Sunday mornings, but also in our purpose groups. And in this week's purpose groups, we looked at the Myers-Briggs type indicator, and particularly how that how we're made and how that relates to our work, our vocation. And I found it a bit strange looking at my job, when at the moment my job is so different to how it normally is. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that, in my job being very different at the moment. And before I say anything else, I do want to make it clear that I'm really thankful to have work in this time when I know it's uncertain for a lot of people, and many have been made redundant. And so I don't want to sound ungrateful in what I'm saying here, but I think also I'm not alone in finding work more difficult at the moment. See, as a teacher, the part I love the most is getting to walk around the classroom and work directly with students as they're tackling maths problems. And I can't do that right now. I've had to use tape to mark a line 1 meter from the wall at the front of my classroom, and I'm supposed to stay behind that line. And then there's another line of tape 2 meters further on, and that marks out the no man's land. And then the students are behind that, so they're 2 meters away from me. So I can occasionally, as long as I'm following very strict time constraints, nip over, help someone, nip back, and then, you know, sanitize my hands again. But it's difficult. I've even been told that Perspex screens have been ordered, so they're going to be placed at the front of the classroom, and I'll stand one side, and a student can come and stand the other side and hold up their maths problem. I can hold up the right working, and it'll basically be like one of us is visiting the other in prison. I know that for some of you, being in prison would be preferable to being in a maths lesson anyway. I found, though, this week, just standing at the front of a classroom, not being able to go and help the students like I want to, I just found I was a bit bored and actually a bit down about it. And so, as I said, I know I'm not alone in that. In different ways, people are finding things difficult in their work lives at the moment. And it's not just work we're finding hard. Outside of work, many of the options we use to relax, seeing friends and family, going out, they're just closed off to us at the moment. Anyway, I'm saying all of this because, as I said, I'm not alone in this. And I wanted to try and bring some encouragement this morning. Because even if no one else needs it, I need some encouragement right now. So I was looking through the Bible for encouragement, and I came across this passage. It's 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. That's encouraging, isn't it? We've been looking at why we're called, and it turns out it's because we're all fools. I bet this was really encouraging for the Corinthian church when they received this letter. I mean, imagine how excited they would have been to receive a letter from the Apostle Paul. And this passage is right there in the first of 16 chapters. And I know there weren't chapter divisions in the original letter, but the point is, this is coming early on. And perhaps they're waiting for Paul to tell them how much he missed them, how great they were, how he'd love to be with them again. And Paul says, let me tell you why you were called, why you were chosen. Maybe the Corinthians are thinking, is it because we're great, Paul? Is it because of all the wonderful and clever things we do? Seems not. Paul tells them they were chosen by God, not for being wise or influential, but for being foolish, weak, lowly and despised. And if you read on, this is not even the low point of the letter for the Corinthians. If you feel Paul is harsh here, go and read the rest of the letter. It gets worse for the Corinthians. And it's not just this one church that Paul is saying this to, I think. See, Paul writes that God chose the foolish, God chose the weak, God chose the lowly. He's making general points here about how God works. It's not just a critique about the Corinthians. So we're all fools. So when I was thinking about what I should talk about today, something I said many years ago came to mind. It's this. For OCF to reach its full potential, we need every person in OCF to reach their full potential. And I think that's part of the reason why we're looking at this identity and calling right now, to draw out that full potential from all of us. And this quote, you can see it's a thing that's obviously true in an earthly sense, in any team or organization. As any individual gets a bit better, the whole organization gets a bit better too. For example, so much in sport these days is about something that I call marginal gains. Those things that kind of make individuals and therefore the whole team a little bit better. And then all these little things when added together can make a big difference. So all these little things they focus on, having the right sleep schedule, having the right diet, or just that right mix of performing enhancing drugs. But in church, where does that potential coming from if we're all weak, lowly fools? Does reaching our full potential just mean becoming the best bunch of idiots we can be? No. It comes from realizing who we are in Him, not in ourselves. Preacher Mark Batterson once said he would rather have one God idea than 1,000 good ideas. Because no matter how many great human ideas we have, they're nothing compared to the wisdom of God. So you might not think this message is sounding like the uplifting and encouraging message I said I was looking for. But I actually believe we can find freedom in realizing our weakness. We can put ourselves under so much pressure to be strong, to be the best we can be. I know that's something I really struggle with and found difficult at this time. Feeling like I'm not good enough at work, or I've been feeling it this weekend while preparing this talk. And when we don't feel strong, even then there's still a pressure that you should project strength so that no one realizes how weak you really are. Hide it. That's not who God calls us to be. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, in another letter to the Corinthian church, Paul wrote, "But he," talking about God, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Rather than trying to project strength, we should be boasting about our weaknesses. So here goes. I won't boast about all my weaknesses. There isn't time if we want to have lunch today. But let me proudly boast. I'm not good enough. I'm not a good enough leader in this church. I'm not a good enough teacher. I'm not a good enough husband or son or brother or uncle. I could boast like this for hours about just how superlatively not good enough I am. Modesty prevents me. The road to my potential being fulfilled, though, it's not through what I can do, but through what God can do if I give my life to Him completely. And this might sound like it goes against what we've been looking at in the purpose groups about finding your personality type and what you're suited to, but I don't think it does. Because it's right to discover the areas where we are stronger, as long as we realise that no matter how strong we might feel we are in some areas of our strength is nothing compared to what it can be and how strong we could be working in tandem with God and relying on His strength. I mean, take the I am statements we looked at a couple of weeks ago in the purpose groups. Things like, I am a new creation. I am complete in Christ. Not one of those statements is true about me because of anything I can do. They're only true about me because of what Jesus has done and what He continues to do. So I still believe what I said about everyone in OCF needing to reach their full potential, for OCF to reach its full potential. But that can only happen when we realise how limited our potential actually is without God. So returning to where I started, my work and my life in general is harder at the moment. And I am struggling at times. And I know that I'm not the only one. But I'm learning to rely on God's strength in my weeks.
Just before the pandemic hit and everything went crazy, we were starting as a church to look
at this concept of the rule of life and having a personal rule of life, those things you do every day, every week, to get yourself in the right place with God. And so, because of how my life's changed, I've been changing mine a few times to try and fit it in with how my life looks now. And I'm not saying that this rule of life just suddenly makes everything easy, but things like making sure I have a daily office, that I spend time in silence with before God, they definitely make a difference. And so, if you can relate to my experience of finding things difficult at the moment, and I expect many of you can I just suggest you return to that rule of life we were looking at? Just making sure we're making time before God. Because that's our ultimate calling. Whatever else you might be called to by God, your ultimate calling is to be with him and to dwell in his presence. God doesn't bring these difficult situations into our lives, but he is there for us in them. And he wants to use them to help us learn to rely on him and not rely on ourselves. So as we continue to look at our calling in the purpose groups, just remember, even if you feel you don't have anything to bring to God, he can take your weakness and use his power to turn it into something amazing if we'll only rely on him and not ourselves. So let's pray. Lord, I just thank you that in everything I can rely on you rather than myself. Because if things rely on me in my own strength, not a lot of great stuff's going to be done. But through you working in my life, amazing things can be done. And that's true for each and every one of us. I wholeheartedly believe that we just do not have any idea of what you could actually do working through this church if we'd only give ourselves fully to you and allow you your strength to work through our weaknesses, Lord. I just pray at this time that those of us who are finding this situation difficult in so many different ways, that we would find your strength, we would find your comfort, your peace as we turn to you, Lord. That you would just bring such a blessing that we can use to bless others in this time. Amen.
Amen.